So in today's Freeform Friday, I wrote some notes down because I've had something in my mind for a while now. And last year I taught a course at a local university, and during an in-class discussion, I asked the class to design a knowledge management system. Generally, when it comes to online education, we use things called learning management systems in order to organize content, organize students, and do all of the things that we would do in a classroom, but instead in an online system. But it really got me thinking, you know, how do you know what you know? How can you track your progress toward mastery? How can you utilize artificial intelligence or machine learning to identify what you need to learn next? And it was these questions that really got me thinking about, okay, we can manage learning, but what about our knowledge? How can we then become like Neo in the Matrix and know what we know? I've thought a lot about this concept over the past year as I've interacted more and more with online courses and really started to see sometimes the fallout from online courses. It's been said by many that the online course is dead, but the reality is that they're here to stay, even if they are, in some areas, a commodity. Online education is incredibly powerful, it's quick, affordable, and it's an emerging platform for equality, which is awesome, but there are a few documented problems. There is inconsistent quality, and in some cases, there's a lack of consistency from course to course, instructor to instructor. There's a lack of structure in how you structure your life in order to do online learning. There's a huge lack of accountability and follow through. In 2012, I was working on my master's degree, and one of the things that I was looking at was whether an online education platform would ever disrupt a community college. And at that time, I was thinking more about certification, and what if certification became possible, then it would become disrupted. But as we see more and more disruptors, like Creative Live, for example, or Masterclass, will these platforms disrupt in a world that requires less and less certification and more just what have you done? So what do we do in light of the power and problems of online education? How do we actually move from theory to practice and begin to build a prototype of what our own knowledge management system looks like? And so in this Freeform Friday, I thought I would just kind of peel back some of my thoughts as it comes to this idea. I don't know if there's anything here, but I keep thinking about it and I want to just kind of talk about some of the things that I'm even experiencing. And what spurred this thought was Eric Thane of Cinema Mastery, and he came out a couple weeks ago saying that the online course is dead. And what's interesting is he makes a lot of online courses, and as I've been going through some online courses recently, I had purchased one of his and I kept forgetting about it. And it wasn't because the course wasn't good. I mean, it's great. It's amazing information, but I just kind of forgot about it. And I think that's one of the first things that we need to realize when it comes to online education. We can buy all of these programs. We can buy all of these courses and then forget that we even did it. We can get so caught up on our day that forgetfulness and a lack of routine becomes part of the problem. One of the things that I heard when I was interviewing people for my master's degree is that the lack of structure is what makes online education weak. When we sign up for a class, we are locked into a structure. We know on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 9 p.m., we need to leave our space and go somewhere else and be surrounded with other people in order to learn. And while that can be seen as something that's not attractive, it actually helps to solidify the knowledge that we do. It helps put structures in place so that we will learn. And as I started thinking about this course that I did, of course I forget things is because they aren't part of my daily routine. They aren't part of the structure of my day. So why not make online learning part of the structure and routine of your day so that you will remember the courses that you've purchased? One of the interesting things about courses, though, is that sometimes they're just not very good. And so you'll buy it and you just won't continue with it because it's not good. But what's interesting is I had an experience recently where the information was solid, but everything about the course wasn't that good. And I found myself learning more from this situation because the instructor wasn't that great, but he knew his stuff. And so that's one of the things that I've discovered for myself is that I don't need the greatest deliverer of information. I just need to trust that the person delivering the information knows what they're talking about. And the way that I did that was as he was presenting the information, in this case, I was learning about C-stands. I grabbed my C-stand and I started working with it alongside of the instructor. And so the more that you can get into practice with this information, the more it's going to be possible to become part of your structure and routine. And that really comes into this idea that I had of foundational learning versus just-in-time learning. When we're learning how to do something for the first time, we are engaged in things that are foundational. We need to learn arithmetic or maybe algebra or trigonometry or whatever it is, you know, the foundations of knowledge. What are the things in your industry, in your creative industry, that you must know in order to then become fluent or, you know, even able to have a conversation about the information? But then, you know, eventually it gets to a point where foundation isn't enough and you have to learn on the job or just in time. In lean manufacturing, they call it just-in-time production, meaning you don't have a lot of inventory. You make the product when you get the order. And in a lot of ways, we need to do that with learning now. So you get a job where you need to push your skills. Oh, great. Just-in-time learning. I'm going to bone up on my lighting techniques. And I think that's an important consideration. And interestingly enough, I think just-in-time learning is also something that is in line with what Angela Duckworth writes about in Grit when it comes to deliberate practice. We define a weakness, we define how we're going to work through that weakness, and then we go through the process over and over again. I don't think we necessarily do that all the time with foundational learning, but I think we need to get into that practice of learning and then getting out of theory as quickly as possible. We need to create practice so that we can learn, because we learn from practice. It's like in these Freeform Fridays, I just hit record and start talking. Yes, today I had some notes to keep me on track, but they aren't outlined or structured like the typical episode is. But then part of this knowledge management system that's so intriguing to me is this idea of artificial intelligence and machine learning in order to augment what you already know. And what that means is how do you build a system that keeps track of maybe the courses that you're taking, the topics that you're learning, so that it can seek out on its own what is next? Who is the leaders in this field that you need to learn from? And I think we can save a lot of unnecessary time searching and build the systems that will search for us. And I think that's one way to really utilize these tools to differentiate yourself from someone else. How can you build these knowledge seeking tools for your benefit so that when you know it's time to begin your day of learning in your structured routine, you have things ready for you to watch. One of the things that I noticed on Masterclass is that it has curated playlists across the platform. And I think that is an awesome tool that I'm going to look forward to really diving into in the coming days, because it's not just one course from one person. It's curated information across everyone on their platform. And that's a great start. That is a good start of utilizing the system. And I'm curious as to what impact that's actually going to have. But what's interesting is, as I've had conversations with people about online education, one interesting thread that continues to come through is that the best part about education is feedback. And how do we gain feedback in an online environment? Because feedback allows us to see where we're getting it and where we're not getting it. Where are we weak? We can always, you know, try to build a career around our strengths, but those who want to be great understand their weaknesses and work through them. They not only push through, but they really, to a strong degree, want to be stronger where they're weak. And the only way to really do that is feedback. So how do you then get that feedback when, in many ways, online education is asynchronous, meaning you can do it whenever you want? And that is the intriguing part of this knowledge management system, building in the possibility for feedback, not necessarily from the system, but from other people, perhaps, which means maybe a knowledge management system is really about a community that you're developing around your knowledge as well. These are all just thoughts that I've been having, and I want to start drawing up this idea of what a prototype could look like. Not because I think there's money to be made here, but it really is an interesting thought for myself of how could I build a prototype of a knowledge management system? What are the inputs? What are the outputs? And then some of it is just honestly reminding me that this course is here. When we go throughout our day, we honestly forget. And there's a difference between a system that reminds us to the point where it becomes a nagging system that we want to unsubscribe from, and one that empowers and enables us to do the things that we need to do for our better, for our empowerment, for our own good. And so I encourage you to really think about the theory of this idea and get it into practice so that you can know what you need to know foundationally and then what you need to learn on the job. How can you build learning into the structure of your day? And how can you really use machine learning and artificial intelligence to not only learn what you need to know next, but how you can generate feedback? How can it connect you to people that you need to know about? And all of the amazing things that we can do with modern technology. And I think the more we can really build a system around this, I think it will help us to be even better, more amazing, creative entrepreneurs and professionals.